WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, relationship explorers. Santa Cruz here, your resident love guru, back with another dose of relationship goals. You know I'm all about the juicy, real talk when it comes to navigating this crazy thing called love. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that can sometimes feel like walking a tightrope. Embracing your individuality within the partnership. Ever felt like you had to shrink yourself down to fit into your partner's world? Or maybe you found yourself questioning whether your hobbies and passions are too different. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's a common struggle, but trust me, finding that sweet spot where you both thrive as individuals and as a couple is totally possible. So, what does it really mean to embrace individuality within a relationship? It's about recognizing that your unique traits, quirks, and passions are not just okay, they're downright valuable. Think of your relationship like a beautiful mosaic. Each piece, representing your individuality, contributes to the bigger picture, making the entire thing even more vibrant and stunning. Here's the deal. When you suppress who you truly are, it's like living in a box. Sure, it might feel safe at first, but eventually, that box starts to feel suffocating, right? You start yearning for space to breathe, to explore, and to be your full, authentic self. That's why the first key takeaway is this. Never apologize for your passions. Whether it's painting landscapes, collecting vintage vinyl, or devouring sci-fi novels, embrace those things that light you up. Your partner should celebrate them with you, not diminish them. After all, they fell in love with you because of who you are, the whole package. Speaking of celebrating individuality, communication is absolutely key. Share your dreams, fears, and aspirations with each other openly and honestly. Create a safe space where both of you feel comfortable expressing yourselves without judgment. You know that feeling when you finally tell someone something deep and personal, and they actually listen? Pure magic. It strengthens the bond and builds trust, two essential ingredients for any thriving relationship. Next up. Learn to love each other's differences. Remember, opposites attract for a reason. Different perspectives, hobbies, and backgrounds can bring fresh ideas and excitement into your life together. It's like having a built-in adventure buddy who challenges you to think outside the box. Think about it, wouldn't it be boring if everyone was exactly the same? Embrace those differences as opportunities for growth and learning. You might even discover hidden talents or passions in each other that surprise you both. Now, let's talk boundaries. They are not walls, but rather healthy guidelines that define your individual space within the relationship. It's about respecting each other's need for alone time, pursuing personal interests, and having separate friendships outside of the partnership. It's like sharing a pizza. You both get to enjoy it together, but you also get to have your own slice. Don't be afraid to set those boundaries, communicate them clearly, and respect each other's needs for space and independence. It keeps things balanced and prevents resentment from creeping in. Okay, let's bring this all together with a real-life example. Imagine Sarah, who loves hiking and exploring the outdoors, while her partner, Michael, prefers cozy nights and reading and watching documentaries. If they both try to force themselves into each other's comfort zones all the time, Sarah dragging herself to every movie marathon, Michael feeling pressured to go on grueling hikes, it's a recipe for unhappiness. But what if they embrace their differences? Sarah could plan a weekend camping trip, inviting Michael to join her for a hike. He might even surprise himself by enjoying the fresh air and scenery. Meanwhile, Michael could suggest a movie night with popcorn and snacks, which Sarah might happily indulge in after a long day outdoors. By compromising and finding common ground within their individual preferences, they create a fulfilling partnership that celebrates both sides of their personalities. So, what are you taking away from this episode? Remember, true love isn't about erasing your individuality, it's about celebrating it. Communicate openly, embrace your differences, set healthy boundaries, and never apologize for being your amazing self. Now go out there and rock that relationship, one unique and fabulous piece at a time. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a reminder to shine bright in their partnership. And until next time, keep those love vibes flowing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.